Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show? Download the podcast now.
All right, Freak, thanks for being here. Share, rate, comment on the pod.
Now back to the Morning Mix.
Mix 107.9.
It's Matt Harris and the friends, JD, Liz Luda still with us, and now we welcome Lori Burzak, who is Carolina's matchmaker! Yay! So run us down, first of all, all your socials and your website and whatnot.
Yeah, hey Matt, it's great to be here.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, everyone can follow me on Carolina's Matchmaker on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, all the places.
And the podcast Love on the Go.
Yes, Love on the Go is on Spotify, it's on Apple Podcasts.
And does that deal with singles and relationships?
Yes,
everything.
Everything. Okay. I bring in experts, I talk to single people. We interviewed a single mother last week. Lots of great episodes.
So we will take questions from y'all in a little bit, 704-570-1079. But let's start right out with the internet dating.
Yes.
Everybody, you were an internet dater.
That's how I met my husband, yeah. And
I
love
that.
We've been successfully together for 10 years now in the spring.
Beautiful.
It was like 20 years ago people never wanted to admit, right? Remember
those days? No, they were embarrassed. Yeah. Nowadays, people like stand under the pulpit and they're like, yeah, we met on Hinge. We met on Bumble.
Exactly.
Because there's so many people you wouldn't meet otherwise. Like, how do you get exposed to them? You can 100%. Live in the same city, but it's so big.
Yes. I have clients, online dating clients, that date all over the country.
Yeah.
They want what they want and they don't care about traveling. It's fine.
So there are some things that men think that women, like, they don't think like women. They think like a guy.
Yeah.
So they put up pictures on their social, on their profile.
Yes.
On their dating app that women are going to be like, what's up, dude?
Yes.
And give me some examples of some of those things.
Like the bathroom selfies. Women are so over that.
I can't believe guys are still doing it.
Yeah, and they think that if they like do a shirtless, a topless selfie, that it's going to like turn the women on. Women don't get turned on by that, guys.
We notice
like
the dirty mirror in the background. We're like, get some Windex, dude. Come on.
It's like the towel is askew on the towel rack.
Yeah.
All the meds are out on the counter.
Right.
It's dirty. You can see like the shower curtain in the back.
But if you have a great body, you can still show it by wearing like t-shirts or something.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe you're out in nature. Or maybe if you're at the beach,
right.
Not with the Speedo, guys.
No.
But a good pair of like swim trunks, I have no problem with that. A little baseball cap on, maybe you're on a boat, that's fine. But it's just a little jarring as a female to look at these photos.
It doesn't help your case.
No.
And the one that I hear from people all the time, women I know on the sites, is guys love to show their fish.
Yeah.
They do. Well, yes, especially in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bigger the fish, the guy thinks like the bigger,
bigger
the ego, maybe
his
the bigger
pants.
I don't know what it is, but
the bigger the smell of fish is what I say.
Yeah, they're like very proud of their fish, and I think that and maybe maybe on Grindr, maybe I don't know, maybe that's like a bigger like a appeal for men, but for women, the women are not as excited about the fish photos.
Okay, so we back off shirtless and fish.
Yep.
Is there another one the guy should back off of?
Yeah.
Or should we go the other way? Women.
We can go the other way.
Okay, what are women doing that they think guys might like, but they don't?
Yeah, so women and men actually post photos of them from 10 years ago thinking, I looked a little better, maybe 15, 20 pounds lighter, or, here's my college graduation photo and fall in love with me the way I used to look. Men like to do that, by the way. This is the way I used to look. So fall in love with me then. Now, I don't have hair anymore. I look different. All the things. Nobody cares, by the way. Women love a bald head.
Right.
But don't try to mask something and pretend that you're something that you're not.
Because it's going to catch up with you. It's going to catch up to you.
When I did online dating, I took the worst angles possible. I mean, catching as many chins as I could on the way up.
Yes.
Set the bar low.
Yes. And then I was like, maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised when you meet me in
person.
That's
great. I love
that. Most of them weren't. but right. then my husband was. So
yes.
Yeah.
I just think you just need to be transparent, show exactly what, so that's why when people hire me for online dating, I get them with a photographer. We do styling and photography and makeup and all the things. We get great pictures, but we don't shave off body parts. We show people full length, exactly what they look like, so that when you show up to your date, yeah. your person is like, yep, that's what I signed up for.
And group photos, be aware, you know,
yes.
watch out for that.
Don't do the thing where it's like, now which guy or girl is it that I'm looking right. for that I might possibly date?
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
More coming up from Carolina's matchmaker. Lori will be here for a bit. We might get into delusionships later. I saw an interesting TikTok you had on that. Carolina's matchmaker. It's the Morning Mix. It's the Morning Mix. Matt Harris and the friends, JD, Liz Luda's in today. And so is Lori Burzak, who is Carolina's matchmaker, carolinasmatchmaker.com, Carolina's matchmaker on TikTok and Insta and everywhere else you can find her. And she does the pod Love on the Go. One of the things, and this actually might even ring true for guys who are married. We talked about, I saw one of your TikToks was about single guys and what women have to remember about them.
Yeah.
And what are those things?
Well, first of all, men are very straightforward. They're not into hints. You're not going to like get all your little innuendos by them. Be very straightforward about your messaging. If you don't like something, just say what it is and give your person, your guy, a chance to follow through with whatever it is that you're looking for from right. him. Okay. So that's number one. And number two, men don't always show feelings. They don't always talk feelings, but they will show feelings.
Okay, right.
So this is important for Valentine's Day coming up or just anything in general. You know, men, while they may not give all the I love yous, if they're doing acts of service, say that they're offering you assistance with things, or they're even driving you places or taking care of the kids, you know, you're exhausted, they're picking up the house, whatever it is, making you dinner. Mm-hmm. Look at those things. No one is ever going to be 100%.
Right, right.
So, you know, I always say if you've got 85%, you're good to go.
Oh, okay. 85%?
85%.
I'll drop that down to 80-20 and all right. call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. And then also men need space. Yeah. You know, they need their, that's why they have man caves. You know, they want to like go in and just kind of decompress and do their thing.
And don't think anything of it. Like anything, troublesome's happening.
Yes. You shouldn't think anything of it. If your man just needs a little bit of space, it's perfectly fine. That's where they regroup, they get refreshed, and then they're ready to go.
And it's same for the you know, and if the women want their space too, give it to them. Right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Of course, obviously. Now, JD, his wife is more about the, like, she doesn't want the flowers and the candy and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, no.
She wants him to clean the house.
Yeah, if I'm cleaning the house, then woo, golden. But the flowers, she's like, they'll die. Like, well, I always say they're going to die.
I always say you can't eat flowers. Show up with food. Yeah. Cook me something. Make me something. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you got to be clear, right?
You do.
That's the key.
That's what it is. Just be clear of what you need and what your intentions are. And if you need to really even outline it, that's perfectly fine too. Like, say a woman's a little upset because she doesn't get compliments from her guy. She should just say it. Listen, it makes me feel good when you pay me a compliment. The guy might not be used to it, but if you make it clear time and time again, he'll start trying, and then it'll become a little more organic.
You can't just let it boil up underneath until one day you're like, you son of a...
Yeah, well, that's why people get divorced.
Yeah.
Is they let those resentments build up, and that's not healthy for a marriage.
Right. Yes, it's, you know, you have to, especially at the beginning, I think. Don't you think at the beginning, people kind of either fudge or lie? Like, say, for instance, I'll give you, when we get together, I'm going to watch football. I have to watch only 3 hours on Sunday. That's all I need.
Yeah.
And I'm good. Well, then, you know, that number is never going to go up. So I always tell guys, you got to say, I watch all day Sunday, and then you can negotiate down. But if you say 3 hours, they're going to want to get it down to 2 or 1.5.
Exactly.
Just tell the truth, right? If you golf 3 times a week, say I golf 3 times a week. Now, you might have to change your kids, whatever. Relationships change.
Right.
But don't lie at the beginning and say...
Right.
I only golf 1 time a week.
Yeah. I never recommend lying. But also, people change their lifestyles once they get into a relationship.
Yes. Yes.
So where they might be golfing all weekend long, they might not want to do that anymore once they're in one.
Until they're in the relationship for a couple of years. Then they're like, I want to go back to the ways where I was golfing all the time.
My husband,
you can't. Like, I know the whole month of March, I will not see him. He's a college basketball
person.
March Madness. And the way that he has changed his habits is now I make him watch on the phone so that I can still watch the big TV.
Nice.
That's smart. that sounds...
It's a workaround.
I think it's a terrible workaround. Why doesn't he get the big TV and you get to watch your phone?
Right. I'd be a lot more difficult with the trashy reality to keep up with it. Yeah. He just got squeaky shoes running around.
We've got more with Lori Berzak, Carolina's Matchmaker, carolinasmatchmaker.com, and all the various socials. It's the Morning Mix. It's Matt and Friends, JD. Liz Luda's here. Hi, Liz.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in. Lori Berzak, Carolina's Matchmaker, is with us. Has very cool TikToks and Instagram work with Carolina's Matchmaker. Look for that. Let's talk about delusionship for a minute.
Yes.
What is that, and why? How do we know we're in one?
Well, basically, it is when you are obsessively thinking about... It's when you're obsessively thinking about somebody and thinking that if you just do the right thing, the next thing, that you will get them to fall in love with you. So you're like kind of a chameleon. You're always trying, twisting and turning to get them to like you.
Then you figure if it's just this one thing I was different about.
Yes. And all of your feelings are wrapped up in the way that you're being treated by that person. Mm. Like if they call you or text you that day, you're high as a kite. If you are ignored that day or they don't even, they're not really even thinking about you and they don't reach out, you're super low and your life is completely revolving around this person.
That's a bad place to be.
It's a terrible place to be.
Bad place to
be. It's when you're actually handing over your emotions to another human being and you don't take on your own power.
Well, very good.
Yes. Yeah. And it can happen to anyone, single, married, whatever. You just get all wrapped up. And I think it often happens when you're ignoring some kind of trauma that's happening in your life or something that you can't really deal with. So it's easier to attach yourself to something that feels like love, even if it's not love.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it feels like you have some fake sense of control because if I just do this...
Yes.
These things will change. It's not really control, but you think, if I could just do this thing.
Yes, yes, exactly. Like dressing in camo for your person, even though you're like not into hunting.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
So, you know, you do compromise on things. And you might But if it becomes your identity.
Right. And it's often with people that you're not in a relationship with.
Oh,
it's not like it's your boyfriend or girlfriend or your husband or wife. It's just some random person that you have attached yourself to because maybe they've shown you some kindness.
Uh-huh.
And so you think, this is my person.
Yeah.
And you just like pin all of your hopes and dreams on this person.
Yeah, that's
and
no way.
It's not real.
Right.
And the obsessive thinking around it is very, very difficult to let go. It's kind of like a crush to like the 10th degree.
So, you'd have to have great self-awareness to realize it's happening.
Yes.
Or have some friends who tell you what's happening.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll listen to them when they tell you.
Yeah. It's like you're talking about them all the time and they're like, yeah, this isn't even like a thing. It's not even like a situationship.
Yeah.
Like there's literally nothing happening except for you've like fallen in love with somebody that is not reciprocating the feelings whatsoever.
And in the beginning you think like, oh, they're going to be this person or this is how it's going to turn out.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they have their own thoughts and their own feelings.
Yes.
And they're different than you thought they were.
Yeah. And then you're really sad and everything kind of breaks apart when they're not acting the way that you want them to act.
Right.
Which is reciprocal love. And it's like banging your head against a wall and the definition of insanity.
I want to hit one other thing before we go, because Ramona's going to be coming in later and talking about interracial dating questions.
Awesome.
But you wanted to remind people when they're doing dating and dating sites, do a background check.
Yes, it's so important. And this is what when I help my people with online dating management, I also help people with matchmaking, by the way.
Yeah.
So men hire me for matchmaking and I help men and women with online dating. Okay. So when I get a woman online dating, we're helping them with their profiles. We're getting them styled, photo shoot, makeup, the whole nine. Because you want to look as good as you can on online dating.
Right.
You have like 2 seconds to make a great impression. But the bottom line is, and this is so important for everyone out there, please make sure you do background checks before you meet someone. So all you need to do is get a phone number. You can say, hey, I'm looking forward to meeting you at Sycamore Brewery Friday night. Let me grab your number just in case I can't find you. So try to keep everything on the app until that point.
Okay.
They should give you their phone number. And then what I do for my clients is I jump on Ben Verified and Truth Finder. Plug
Ben
in
Verified
the phone number.
Finder,
yep.
Okay.
They're both like very nominal costs. It's so worth it.
Uh-huh.
If you are, and you can find out a lot of information, assault, battery, you know, multiple DUIs. Listen, everybody makes a mistake here and there.
But if you got a long laundry list.
Exactly. Then you may choose not to meet them. Okay.
Right. It's good. So you can do it with just a phone number. I didn't know that.
You can do it with just a phone number. Wow. And then you can find out their last name, where they live, all the things.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
And safe. Then on the second date, make a copy of their driver's license, front and back.
More with Lori in a minute. Carolina's Matchmaker.com and also all the socials. You can Carolina's Matchmaker. Look her up. She's got some cool social things going on. It is the Morning Mix.
It's the Morning Mix.
With Matt Harrison, friends.
Mix 107.9.
That's Matt and JD, and Lori Burzak is here, Carolina's Matchmaker, the podcast Love on the Go, wherever you get your favorite pods. And also, what's Singles in the Carolinas?
That's a group. It's a Facebook page. It's like a community page. It's not necessarily for dating, although people do date through there. But it's really an opportunity for people to talk about what's going on with dating, how they feel, how to meet people, topics. It's fun.
And it's called Singles in the Carolinas. Yes. They go to you and you get to prove them to get in and all that sort of thing, right?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about single parenting and dating. What are some of the things that people have to keep in mind if they're venturing out?
Yeah, so here's the thing is that when you're single and you've got kids and you're trying to date, it's kind of like a part-time job a little bit to be dating. Everybody wants to be in the middle of the relationship, but it takes time to date. And you need to carve out that time. So if you're only available, you know, once a week when your child is with the ex and you're not really making it a priority, that's you give out what you get back.
So it's very difficult. Just narrows it down so much.
It does narrow it down. So you need to carve out time to communicate. It's really hard for single moms, especially, honestly. Mm-hmm. I just had somebody on the podcast about that. That'll air probably next week. But the bottom line is, you know, if you've got a community that can help you babysit, take child care, that kind of thing, so that you can actually date, that's terrific.
So you're saying almost get that lined up before you even start the dating process. So
Yes. If you're only available after 9 o'clock, after your child goes to sleep at night, maybe that's not the right time to start dating.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you need to make sure that you can carve out the time, that you have the energy, because people are exhausted.
Sure.
They go to work, they're taking care of their child, they're making dinner, and then they just plunk themselves down on the couch and want to watch Netflix, which I totally understand.
I totally get it. Yeah.
But if you really want to be dating, you need to create that energy stream so that you can be doing that. And then people talk to me a lot about once you do start dating, when do you introduce your love pursuer to your kids?
Right.
And I always say, make sure that you're in an exclusive, longer term relationship. I had a client once who hired me for online dating management, and she met a great guy, and they waited about 6 or 8 months before they introduced him to her son, because she was worried that her son would get attached. Rightfully so. And it's hard, honestly, when people break up, not just for the parent, but also for the person that they were dating. Sometimes that person gets attached to the kid.
And the kid might have already just had that happen.
They're nervous and they're apprehensive. Mm-hmm. So you want to try to set yourself up for success, both with your child and with yourself when you're online dating and with just regular dating, too.
And you got to, I would assume, right out of the gate, let people know you've got a kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to hold that one.
It's so weird to me when people are online dating and they don't disclose the fact that they have a child until date number 2 or 3.
Right.
It's like, really? Do you think that person won't love you or fall in love with you if you've got a kid?
Well, and if they wouldn't have gone out with you because you had a kid, then what is the point?
Right.
The 3 dates are going to not do it.
Yes.
Very good. It's more with Lori in a minute. Carolina's Matchmaker. Singles in the Carolinas. She could hook you up with. She'll do consultations on online dating, but also matchmaking, too.
Yes.
If you want that.
Yeah.
Carolina's Matchmaker. It's the Morning Mix.
Now back to the Morning Mix.
Mix 107.9.
Matt Harris, JD, Ramona Holloway joins us because it's a Tuesday.
Yay!
And Lori Burzak is still here, Carolina's Matchmaker. You can find Carolina's Matchmaker on the various socials. She also does the podcast Love on the Go. Ramona.
I have been on Lori's podcast.
Yes, you
good
have.
Morning, Lori, Mattman, JD. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Happy Singles Awareness Day.
What does that mean? We got to be aware you're single?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm aware.
Aware that being single is so much better than being in a toxic / unfulfilling relationship.
I always say that. 100%.
So in my reality, I, over the past, I'll say... 4 months, I'll say over the past 4 months, mm-hmm. I have asked probably seven people to go with me to see Gladys Knight. All friends.
Okay.
But two of those people were also men who expressed an interest in dating me.
Nice.
Everybody said no.
No?
What? Everybody turned me down.
So I'm like, oh, what? Ramona.
Like, is it me? Is it Gladys Knight? And it's both.
It's the pips.
I would go.
It's both. What? It's both.
You didn't invite
it's
me.
It's off the table now. It is totally off the table now. After seven
so
no's,
unfair.
I'm like, God don't want me to see Gladys.
I'll see her. That's
because I also don't like going uptown by myself at night.
I'll pick you up.
There you go.
Basically, I'm looking for someone to drive.
Yeah, you're looking for a driver.
Right, I feel used, but I'll still do it.
And, you know, meet me at the station. We'll Uber uptown because I'm also not trying to just hang out on the curb and wait for a long time for anything. Your valet. I said, what's the problem here? Is it Gladys or me or is it both? It's both. My friends are like, don't like her enough to want to
fork over the cash for that. Yeah.
No, I was...
You
want to
pay? Oh, she's even not going to do that.
No, my
you can't
friends are
pay
like,
people
listen,
to go out with you.
It's a Wednesday night.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
That's a school night.
That is true.
I'm not trying to be uptown for anything on a school night. Yeah. And I get that because I've turned down some things.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realized on the my side of it is that I have said over and over again that when I'm truly ready for a relationship, what am I going to do, Matt Mann? You've heard me say it multiple times.
Write your number in a bathroom stall.
No.
Okay, that
no.
Wasn't
what
it.
Did I say?
You are going to... Is this your dipping your toe? What did you do?
Wait, what? We agreed that we would not use your brown toe reference on the air.
Okay,
Lori,
so
what I actually
what
said...
What did you say? I don't even know.
Many, many times.
I know, yes. It goes one ear and out the other.
Many, many times was... I believe that when I am truly interested in a relationship, I would be willing to put in the time to do like the deep eHarmony kind of soul-searching search because the swiping stuff is very superficial and has led me to meet some people who I don't believe are truly interested in having
But it works for some people. Works for a lot of people. Yeah.
I'm just talking about my experience.
Your experience, yeah.
Because you might not be looking for what I'm looking for. You might just be looking for a booty call.
Mm.
You might just be looking for a wallet.
Yeah.
You might.
But I think you can fall into relationships with the swiping, right? I mean.
Yeah. Like I said, my experience. What I hope to have in a friendship. Because for me, if it's not a friendship, it can't possibly be any more of a relationship.
True. Yeah.
Bottom line. So when I am willing to do that and also dig deeper for what it is that's important to me beyond, thank you, Matt Mann, skin color or...
height.
I've dated short dogs.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with
skinny,
height.
Skinny, fat, big, little.
Younger.
Oh, yeah. Go
I've
for it.
I've never dated younger. Well, one time, but I'm not.
Today's the day. Come on, Stella.
Did you
Google it.
Did you see how that ended?
Yeah, that's
true. He's like, come on, Stella.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Didn't she wind up with a young gay guy?
Yeah. If you know, you know. You can Google it, Stella. All right. Do you have a question for Lori that we can handle in a few minutes?
Yes. Lori, when one is attempting to come out of one's comfort zone,
yes,
what are some things one should consider? Okay. We'll talk about that.
Morning Mix, Matt and Friends, JD's here as always, Ramona Holloway's here, and Lori Burzak from Carolina's Matchmakers here, and I'm going to let you go in a second, but the question you posed to her, Ramona, is?
I wanted to know when you are... dating out of your comfort zone, what are some things you could consider? Because it has taken me a while to realize even what my comfort zone was. Mm-hmm. Like, I have never, I feel comfortable with older men.
Mm-hmm.
I feel most comfortable with men who are some shade of brown because I figure that they understand my experience, my life experience, and my culture in ways that other people just can't. But... And also religion has been huge for me. Like whether or not you go to church. Mm-hmm. But now I also understand that there are people who don't go to church who spiritually got it right.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things in my comfort zone. What are some things that you find that people need to look at for themselves?
Yeah, I think sometimes people have it in their mind that there's this order of things that need to be there. And if it's not there, then they just discount them. And they what they're doing is really painting themselves into a corner of who they can and cannot date. For example, you know, a woman that says to me that hires me for online dating, and she says he has to be over 6 foot. Really? Does he have to be over 6 foot?
Oh, my goodness.
Or is that, what's right. that about your comfort zone? Like, if
they, I didn't tell her that. If you have recently shared that with me, it's not because this isn't coming up, because I shared it with her.
Right.
Yeah. If anything she says right now, she's coming up with on her own.
There you go. But, I mean, what is it really? What created that comfort zone for you?
Mm.
I think that the most important thing is the person that you're with. You need to share the same moral and ethical value system.
Mm.
And if that is something about religion, then I get it. And that is perfectly fine. But if it's not, if you're just looking for someone that is going to agree with every single thing that you think and feel, maybe you need to step out of your comfort zone and think, I can still learn from this person. I respect this person. They have different beliefs than me in certain mm-hmm. areas, mm-hmm. but I can still appreciate where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to do a gut check. Are you trying to people please by getting out of your comfort zone, thinking, well, if I don't change this or look there, then I'm going to be missing out? Are you coming from a point of lack instead of plenty?
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh, so, deep. I love that.
You have to check out her podcast, by the way.
The podcast is Love on the Go.
Thank you.
Lori's CarolinasMatchmaker.com. All the Carolinas Matchmakers, TikTok, mm-hmm. Instagram, and all that stuff. Go check that out. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's
appreciate
a pleasure.
It. It's the Morning Mix.
Thank you.
So there you go. That's a wrap. Reach out. Ramona Holloway socials, Matt Harris socials, Charlotte Morning Mix socials. Talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 1079.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.